is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Call him a rebel with a cause. Local Parents Association President Tony Maselli is about to spend the next 48 hours on a billboard. Why, Tony?
Because it's there, Russ. No, to tell you the truth, the whole point of this is to remind people that it's fun to read, you know, and we're going to be asking for pledges for every hour that I'm up on that billboard. And no amount is too small, Russ, so how much are you in for?
I guess a buck.
Oh, you cheapo.
Next question. Tony, won't you be awfully lonely up there?
Are you kidding, Russ? I'm going to be with my buddies. Here they are now. Romeo and Juliet and Moby Dick. Two star-crossed lovers and a whale.
Tony, now what is all this big deal about reading?
Well, let me see if I can feel that one for you, Russ. You see, reading takes you out of this world and puts you in another one. It's like our slogan says, escape with a book.
Ah, very clever, Tony.
Yeah. That was my idea.
She's in the frame, Russ.
Well, I guess I should give credit to Miss Angela Bauer from the Bauer Agency.
Please, no commercial.
323 East 57th Street.
And validated parking in the rear.
And I am her mother. Of course, my slogan was much better. Take a book to bed, or at least somebody who's read one.
Russ, you're losing control here.
Tony, now don't you think it's about time to make that long, lonely climb?
You're right, Russ. Here we go now. Let's go, folks. Let's get ready here. Give me my stuff.
Okay, hey, did you remember your toothbrush?
Yeah, I got everything. Don't worry about it. Give me this here. Oh, my books. Don't forget my books. All right.
Hey. Bye. Tony Maselli, a man with a mission. But can he make it for the next 48 hours? Isolated, all alone, without human contact, completely cut off from the rest of the world?
Oh, that must be for me. Huh. Hello. Yeah, Mario. Yeah. No. A large pizza. Large, yeah. Double cheese. Yeah, have it here. Say noonish. Okay. I love you too. Hello, little people.
Pledge Central. How may I bilk you?
$2 an hour? Well, that's very generous.
Two lousy bucks an hour, Phil.
Phil, do you remember that hardware convention in Cleveland you invited me to?
Well, how'd you like it if I blew the whistle to Mrs. Phil? Ah, thanks, Phil. Phil's hardware, 20 bucks an hour.
20 bucks an hour? Mona, that was blackmail. I, on the other hand, rely on my charm.
That's why you get $2 an hour.
Hello, Pledge Central.
I would like to pledge $1,000 for every hour that that great American is up there.
$1,000?
Ah, what the hell? Make it $2,000. I love your sexy voice, yeah.
Wait a minute. Eddie, is this you?
What do you mean, Eddie?
Gotcha. Well, that'll teach you to toy with my emotions.
Yeah, you love it.
So, how's life in the great outdoors?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's except for the pigeons. Get out of here.
Oh, hold on just a second. Sam wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, sweetheart.
Dad, you remember that guy, Chris Olin?
The answer is no.
Oh, come on, Dad. He only wants to take me to a movie.
No way, Sam. I mean, come on. I won't be there to meet him and to get to know him and to scare him.
But, Dad, come on.
I love you too, sweetheart. Put Angela back on.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Here, Angela.
Oh. Here. Me again.
again.
How's things at Pledge Central?
Oh, Tony, the phones are ringing off the hook. Fairfield is really behind you.
Not just Fairfield. There's a lady here from Baltimore. She saw Tony on the local news.
There's a lady calling from Baltimore. She saw you on the local news.
She's pledging $100.
She's pledging $100.
$200 if you'll father her child.
She's pledging $100.
So, kids, read Moby Dick, huh? It's beautifully written, and it raises some deep philosophical questions. And I'm telling you, the big guy eats more people than Jaws. All right, Pledge fans. Now, look, I've been up here. Let's see. I've been up here for 10 hours. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it's the dinner hour right now, but we cannot afford a lull. So put down that veal chop and get on the horn, huh? Hey, what do I got to do to get more pledges? Stand on my head?
Hello?
Well, you must be Angela Bauer.
Yes?
I'm James Winslow.
Oh, well, hello.
National Director of the Parents Association.
Please, come in.
Thank you very much. You know, back in Washington, we have heard great things about your reading campaign.
Oh, well, thank you, and welcome to the hub of activity. A little slow right now, but come, look at these figures.
Oh, well, this chapter has done it again.
Yeah, well, it's Tony. He's so dynamic and so creative.
So upside down.
All right, Pledge fans, keep them pledges coming or I'll sing too.
He's got so much charm, so much humor.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, he's a diamond in the rough, a man of the people.
A modern-day Abe Lincoln.
My regards to Broadway. Remember me to have Rhodes win.
Lonely at the top.
Oh, hey. Red. Red. Let's see. Hi, Angela. Yeah, I just called to say goodnight.
Yeah.
And I want to remind you to make sure you wind the upstairs clock there. Yeah. Owen, hey, do me a favor. Give the kids a goodnight kiss for me, huh? Owen, hey, most important, make sure you tape all my TV appearances. Yeah, well, you know, I'm doing a lot of boffo stuff up here, and I want my grandkids to see it. Yeah. Oh, hey, don't forget, lock the front door. Oh, yeah, I'll do the same. Good night, Angela.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, will that be cash, check, or charge?
Hmm? Pledge Central, may I help you? Okay.
I can't believe it, Bonnie. He won't let me go out with anyone until the stupid marathon is over. Do you think Jerry Lewis's daughter has to put up with this?
Angela, I'm afraid I have some bad news. Something that could put a black cloud over your happy household.
You're moving next door?
Joanne, what are you talking about?
Why don't we just tune in and see?
Thank you, Tony Maselli and Parents Association honcho James Winslow. A man, a billboard, a dream, and you saw it here on Channel 6.
Just 1 minute, please, Russ. Tony, I know this is a bit unorthodox, but I'm going to make this offer in public because I don't want to give you a chance to say no. How would you like to be the Parents Association's National Coordinator for Special Projects in Washington, D.C.?
That's the longest job I've ever been offered.
And the best.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Washington, D.C.
Does that mean you're moving, Sam?
So, what do you say, Tony?
Well, Jimbo, I am certainly flattered. I really am, but I'm going to have to pass.
Well, you heard it here.
How can he turn that down?
unless he's getting major fringe benefits at home.
Oh, Joanne, not everyone is as lucky as your gardener.
Well, Twerp, it looks like you're still stuck with me.
Yeah, isn't it great?
I think it's terrific! Don't you, Angela? Angela?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, good.
All right, come on, baby.
Oh, that sun, it feels so good. Oh, gee, I hope I don't burn. This isn't working.
Woo-hoo! Anybody home?
Angela, what are you doing here?
Well, I just happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop up.
Well, come on in here.
Thanks.
Hey, have a seat. I got all the comforts of home, except for Central Heat, you know.
Well, I brought your remedy for that. Some hot consomme.
Oh, good. I could soak my feet in it.
No.
Oh, you know, Angela, I'm glad you came because I've been thinking, you know, I've been reading Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's great stories. It's really romantic.
Hey, they're both Italian. But anyway, you know, I was just thinking, you think I'm too strict with Samantha? I mean, you know, if Juliet's parents would have lightened up a little bit, those two kids would be happily married and living in Verona Heights.
I like that ending better.
Yeah.
Oh. Tony, I wasn't just in the neighborhood. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh. Well, what'd you do here? You mix chicken and beef bouillon?
Yeah.
It's good.
Speaking of good, I saw you on the news this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, well. Hey, well, how'd I look? 5 pounds heavier?
Sure, but so does Roger Ebert. I must say, I really liked the way you handled the interview. It's only one thing bothered me.
What?
What you said.
Oh, I should have never called him Jimbo,
no,
right?
I knew that was going to be. Tony, I've been in business a long time. And I know that opportunities like this don't come along very often. Do you think you gave this decision enough thought?
Oh, come on, Angela. Are you kidding me? I just moved Sam from Brooklyn to Connecticut. What am I going to do now? Drag her out to someplace else, put her in another school? Are you kidding? And Jonathan, I mean, he's just starting to come out of his shell. I mean, he's shooting hoops and everything. I can't leave before he makes a basket. And what about you?
Yes?
And Mona. And Mona, yeah. Well, I mean, she's a constant problem, you know. I mean, raising her isn't easy, you know.
Will you listen to yourself? You're talking about everybody else's needs. What about you? You gotta start thinking about your future.
Hey, Angela, are you trying to get rid of me?
No. It's just that I don't want you to wake up in a couple of years and say, I should have. Tony, when I saw you on TV, I saw something in you that I've never seen before.
Ah, come on. Hey, you see me stand on my head before?
No, really. You can do anything you set your mind to.
You think so?
I know so.
Well, gee. You know, if I did take that job, I'd be the first Miss Ellie to go to work in a tie. Well, except for Uncle Freddy the mortician. But I'd be the first Miss Ellie to go to work with a tie and work with live people.
Well, maybe I should just leave you to your thoughts.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you drink that consomme now.
Oh, yeah, okay? Sure will.
Okay. Great, bye.
Bye.
down.
Well, what do you mean? You got up okay?
Coming up, I was looking up, but going... I can't even say it.
Oh, you mean you have that acro... What do you call it with the heights?
Deathly fear of.
That's it.
Tony, I don't think I can get down without your help.
Well, Angela, I can't help you. The minute I step off this billboard, it's by pledge money.
I'll cover it.
That's a lot of money.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, me billboard as Sue billboard. Okay, all right. How you feeling?
Much better, thanks.
Okay, well, hey, I'm with the old pup tent.
You mean move?
Yeah, come on. I'll tell you what, I'll peel you off the billboard. Come on, nice and easy. Come on. Now look down. Nice and easy. Now look down. I got you. Watch out now. We're almost there. Okay. We're almost there.
I don't know much about camping, but isn't it a bad omen when your tent flies away?
Well, don't worry about it. We're going to be warm. Come on, come back. Because guess what I got?
What?
I got a sleeping bag.
Just one?
Well, I'm sorry, but I wasn't expecting drop-up guests. Don't worry about it. Hey, look,
I've had two people in here before.
I mean, there's plenty of room. Here we go. Yeah. Just hang on here. I'll make it real easy for you. All right? You step in there. Step in. Feet first. Go ahead. Hey, no. I know. Don't look. Just... I know how hard it is to step. Come on. That's a girl. Now me. Take it easy. Get in. Okay. All right, here we go. Do it. Whoa! Oh, no. Just kidding. Hold on. You're putting on a few pounds?
No.
Just kidding. All right. Okay, now look. When I say three, we just slide right down to the ground. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Hey, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No, it's actually, kind of cozy. Yeah. Oh, the city lights. Oh, you know, when you're down there in the middle of it, you never notice how really beautiful it is.
Yeah, well, I guess to really appreciate it, you know, you have to be above it. Yeah. You know, way up, looking down.
Tony.
I'm so sorry. Well, I guess we'll call it a night, huh?
Hey, no reason to lock up.
Good night, Tony.
You know, Angela, I really do appreciate you coming all the way up here and, you know, bringing me that great consomme and you know, helping me think this thing out.
Well, anything to get out of the house.
Hey, Angela.
Yeah?
How would you feel if I took that job?
I'd be proud.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I never did like wearing a tie anyway. Good night, Angela.
Good night, Tony.
Well, the Tony Maselli Billboard Marathon has officially come to a close, and here he comes now, making his final descent.
Come on, Angela. Relax. One moment. That's a girl. Here we go. Nice and easy. Guess what's coming up now?
Oh, no.
The ground. Take it easy. Come on. Here we are.
Hey! Oh, yay, Carol! Oh, my
been a huge success, and the Parents Association has made over $10,000. Could you break this up, please? I need to get a clear shot.
No way. I'm never letting go of this family.
Oh, that's my favorite part. I could watch it forever.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah, just let me rewind it.
Oh, no. Dad, do we have to watch it again?
Yes.
No. Oh,
Sandra was the smart one, Denise was the trendy one, Rudy was the cute one, Theo was the boy. So what about Vanessa? Oh yeah, Vanessa was the middle child. Stay tuned.